Welcome back, comedy fans, to an all-new comedy at the Carlson Cast. Get more information and subscribe at carlsoncast.com. Today's episode, it's a very special episode. It's us. It's just us. We're doing some comedy news. Everybody's dead. So today's episode is brought to you by Sabori Cafe and Catering. It's Rochester's favorite spot for lunch and any of your catering needs. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Sabori Rochester. Also, Three Heads Brewing, the makers of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things and always be kind. And now here's your very special, sexy, I'm sure I can't see him host. It's Mr. Vinny Paulino, everybody.
Hey ho, everyone. Hope you're surviving the apocalypse, okay?
I don't think Vinny is sexy on the best of days. I can't imagine he looks much better after being locked in his house for 2 weeks.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe that was the key this whole time.
Isolation.
Just isolation.
You'd be surprised what solitude does to me.
Yeah.
I'm imagining pasty, giant beard.
He started using pomade.
I'm a dippity-doo man now, yeah, Brian. Yeah.
We all are kind of regressing in what we're doing, so that would make sense that you went back to these hair products, because we're all like learning how to make fires and stuff at this point.
Right now, Billy DeTore's banging rocks together somewhere.
Yep, yep. I've got the giant bottle of LA Lux gel that I'm working through.
He's got the look. Welcome to the Carlson Cast, everybody. I know this is a little bit weird. We are going to be giving you fresh content. As much as we possibly can give you. We are going to be doing a couple of fun episodes a week with just us. And we have some comedian guests scheduled for later in the week.
Yeah, like
so keep
people.
An eye out. Whom?
Legitimate people, not just...
The legitimate people.
Legitimate.
Not illegitimate not people, just like Brian. Right. So we're very excited about it. This is a new way for us to record. We're obviously all in separate places. We're trying this out to see how it goes. But it is good to be back. It really, really is. And Comedy at the Carlson, you know, we may be closed at the moment, but we are actively looking for ways to continue to entertain you. This is going to be one of them. And can I also bring up a couple of things we have planned this week, Bri?
Absolutely.
Do you know about it?
Absolutely.
Do you know what our friend Saint-Aubert will be doing?
About that, yeah.
Wednesday night. Live out of the Rickles Room, Saint-Aubert is going to be doing a live streaming concert at 7 o'clock. So put that on your calendar and make sure you visit Carlson Comedy's Facebook page.
They will be staying at least 6 feet apart.
Yeah, absolutely. The name of the show is great. It's called Going the Social Distance.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever.
I'll be spraying Lysol in between them throughout the entire show. So
yes, that's the only thing you're good for, Ross.
Yep, literally. Yep.
He's got his.
I messed that up last time, so.
So I figure everybody's going to need a little bit of a pick-me-up. I know we're all watching the same boring stuff, but, you know, I think Saint-Aubert is going to do a nice job, and it'll be good to see them perform, and hopefully you will enjoy it. Now,
that's a great, you know, that's one of the bright spots of this whole thing is, like, you know, if this happened even 10 years ago, like, there'd be absolutely nothing to do, you know? So now we've got at least some options.
In the world of streaming...
Thank you, Carlson. Thank you, Carlson and Saint-Aubert.
I guess in the world of Corona, streaming is king.
Hey, when this is all over with, we're all going to be begging Netflix for loans. So it's like the one company that's just killing it right now.
Yep, yep.
So speaking of videos and streaming, I have to announce something fun that you guys don't even know about yet.
Hmm.
We are
Vinny Paulino Sex Cast is coming live to your mom's house.
All over your mom's house. The Sex Cast.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I blew your big thing.
Oh, you ruined it for me, Ross.
I'm glad I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to be doing a Rochester's Funniest Video Contest.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're at home and you're bored, you could submit to us your funniest 30-second video. We're going to ask you not to hurt yourself or any animals or family members or strangers, at that matter. Please don't hurt anybody.
Nerf guns, are they legal?
Yeah, Nerf guns, I think, should be fine. But we don't want you to do anything dangerous. We want you to do something funny. Please do not, no nudity. You know, don't make him dirty. We are going, Ross.
Put my pants back on.
No, you can keep your pants off for this. This is just an audio stream.
All right.
Hell, well, I'm not wearing mine.
Ross is already inventorying his costumes.
Well, there's going to be a cash
I have
prize.
But tops, though, so it's works out fine.
That's all you. You walk around your house like Winnie the Pooh, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
But like a Disney red animal shirt instead of the red T-shirt.
Yeah, so there's going to be a $250 cash prize, a $100 Comedy at the Carlson gift card, and a $50 Carlson Comedy gift card for third place. So there's going to be some prizes, and we just want you to have some fun with it. It's mainly for entertainment purposes. What we want you to do is upload your videos to YouTube and keep them unlisted, and then email us your link, carlsoncast@gmail.com, and we will be picking the winners. So we're still working on a couple of things. We're going to have some official rules and announcements out on social media in the next day or so. So keep an eye out for that.
Now,
No, I'm just excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. I can't wait to have random strangers entertain me for once.
Now, are these expected to be things newly created? Like if I have a 5-year-old video of like my dad doing something weird in my phone, is that kind of discouraged? You want kind of fresh content, right? Is that what
you cut? You cut out there. Did you say you have a video of your dad doing something weird with a 5-year-old? Is that what you just said? Or did I miss it?
I gotta go. Bye.
I said too much.
Papa, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying it sounds like you want the goal would be something you create new, right? Not like an old video that you happen to have of something weird going on.
Yeah, and okay. you know, just so, like I said, we want to keep these to about 30 seconds and make them funny. That's all.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. I'm my wheels are turning.
Brian, if I legitimately thought you had a shot at winning this,
you'd tell me I would have been eligible.
Yeah, I would tell you weren't eligible. But since I know that you're not going to produce a hysterical video.
If I legitimately thought that Brian had more than one wheel to turn, I might be concerned.
I've got two. They're squeaky, but they're right, both right. Still working.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like a couple of little mice running around his wheels. Oh, God. So, that being said, submit your videos. Wait for the official rules. But maybe come up with some ideas. Like I said, 30 seconds is the key.
That's it.
30 second time limit.
We don't have that much free time.
I don't want. Yeah, I really don't want the videos to be like one of Brian's jokes. I don't need 3 minutes of setup before we get to the punch.
Yeah, it takes me 30 seconds to introduce myself.
Hello, my name.
I don't talk slow.
Is
I don't talk slow.
Ryan.
I may have a monotone
and
delivery.
This is my video submit. And then it cuts off because we're out of time.
The end.
The end. So I figured the best thing we could do today, now that we got those announcements out of the way, is find out what's happening in the world of stand-up news.
Yeah, not much. That's
No, that's a way to tease it, Ross.
Yeah.
Ross, find me a show. Find me a show somewhere.
Everybody,
where can I go perform?
Okay, so
all my shows are canceled for like the next month or two, at least 2 months out. I still have stuff booked for like May, June, but who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So there really isn't a lot going on in the stand-up world. We'll find out.
Well, that's it. And I think we're probably, there's a good chance, you know, at least through May, but we'll see, maybe a little, you know, but so I do have a couple new things before Brian says anything smartassy, but I want to start with, this was a story that I had, and it's slightly timeless. So this is a story that I had from before we, you know, learned that everybody was quarantined and we couldn't.
Before the bad days.
So. This is from a story on WBUR. There's a comedy club, and maybe the Carlson could take a cue from this.
Maybe they could take a cue from us.
Maybe not though. So there's a comedy club in, it's called Improv Boston. It's actually in Cambridge. So on the first Thursday,
I believe you meant Improve Boston.
Huh?
Come on. Come on, Willie.
Taxachusetts.
We are so terrible. I'm sorry, everybody listening to this. We haven't talked in 2 weeks.
No. It's only been 2 weeks, and we've already descended into this.
Already, that's it. That's all it took. So for the past 15 years, the first Thursday of every month, obviously not going on right now, but presumably will return at some, you know, a couple months in the future, hopefully. They have been doing And this ties in with what we were talking about a little bit before, the Naked Comedy Showcase. So this was started by a guy named Andy Ophiish. And he's like what you would picture when you think of a middle-aged, you know, he's a pudgy white middle-aged comedian. But he started this Naked Comedy Showcase about 15 years ago. On the first day of each month, the bravest of the brave reveal not only their figurative souls, but also their literal bodies. He says, at first it was terrifying, but then it was wonderful.
And then it was disgusting.
And then disgusting. comedian Kendra Dossey, who's done the show frequently, says she likes to be allowed to have her body in its natural state in a non-sexual context. From the description I was reading, apparently this is very, the whole thing is very, I mean, you can sort of imagine.
I'd rather not.
Well, it's, yeah, it's,
you
it's
can
very
only
non,
imagine
it's not
the doughy white guys dancing.
Well, and it's just, you know, the doughy white guy is the host, but there are other people that go up and do it. And you know, they all say it's very, freeing and interesting. And, it's, as you can probably imagine, it's, all the interviews I'm seeing about it say that there's not really a sexual component to it, in the sense of like comedians are not always super sexy people, and telling jokes on stage is not always the sexiest thing you can do. But there is an
How
overlap.
How dare you? How dare you?
I mean, when you dance, but just the telling jokes part is, you know, it's good. So, you know, that might be something for the Carlson to think about in the future. Improv Boston can't get things back online.
I never speak for Mark Ippolito, but I will say we've thought about it, and no.
Brian, you're in charge of it. I can imagine one of these, and basically just like a really bad comic's just up on stage asking the audience to check them for moles. Like, that's just not a good idea.
This look cancerous.
I guess, like, yeah, I mean, I guess you could probably pull this off better in a major city than a Rochester, where we are not, you know, we have a lot of wonderful, you know, the garbage plate is our number one commodity, so we're not known for our physical attractiveness.
And the name of this club is Improv Boston.
Improv Boston.
Yeah, that checks out. That's like, that's the only community that would come up with this idea.
Well, who do we have on the show a couple months, maybe a year or so ago? Rob Little. Rob Little was doing like stand up at a nudist resort, wasn't he?
Yeah. And that's how this guy started. Like, he did a show at a nudist resort and then basically decided like this might be fun to do in the comedy club. Yeah.
I got to be honest with you right now. I do just about anything to get in front of a stage. So I'm thinking about it.
At least be easy to clean up afterwards. You wouldn't have to wash your clothes or anything. You just, you know, wipe down with a Lysol wipe and you're good to go.
I do performance art. It will not be that easy.
Explosions.
Why is there a blank canvas on the stage?
Well, I'm not erect.
Mine went back inside of my body.
I'm not horny at all now.
Never heard someone state that they were not erect.
Yeah,
that would be Ross. And I don't believe him.
You're right not to.
Don't show us.
Okay, so in slightly, you know, I was going to say nicer news, but there's nothing not nice about being naked on stage. But in more current news. Of course, there are a ton of stories, and certainly, like you were talking about with the Carlson doing Sanchibera, there are a ton of places that are doing all sorts of, you know, streaming events. A lot of comedians are
copycats.
Doing Instagram. Absolutely. Stealing is what it is. So there were a ton of stories about that. But one of the more interesting and sort of more humanitarian ones I saw was Mike Birbiglia, who's a guy we like. Has, you know, had all his gigs canceled because the recent COVID pandemic. So he's been performing a show on Instagram every day called Tip Your Waitstaff. And the purpose of this, the goal is to raise money for comedy club workers like people who've worked at comedy clubs who've lost their incomes, because obviously, you know, the comedy club shuts down. It's not just comedians who lose money. In fact, the comedians, you know, lose out on their, you know, $20 in free drink, but the person who's working the bar loses out on a lot of money. Yeah. So this was created by a fellow comedian named Ron Wood Jr.
Oh, I love Ron Wood.
Yeah, absolutely. So Roy Wood.
That was the joke.
Thank you. I know. I know. I just didn't get it for a second. So I just wanted to
that joke
know that
was a little too Rochester centric. Sorry, Ron, folks.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, I'm sad. But so, so the premise is every day, Mike Birbiglia and a comedian friend, they tell three jokes they've been working on during their gigs. They tell three jokes that they've been working on and would be working on if they were not shut down. So they're sort of doing a little bit of a work in progress thing. We've had the Roy Wood, Gary Goldman, John Mulaney, Nikki Glaser's been on there, Maria Bamford, Sarah Silverman, Melissa Villasenor. So he's had some legit.
I actually got the Maria Bamford one. It was pretty good.
Oh, did you? Yeah. No, absolutely.
I got to check this out. Well, Birbigs on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
At Birbigs.
Yep.
Sweet.
Finally. So as we've been talking about, the comedy clubs have been shut down pretty much all over the world. So this is a story that comes from England, from Liverpool. So there's a comedy club in Liverpool, the Hot Water Comedy Club. Last week, police officers stormed the club at about 9:30 at night because they got a tip that a show was going on at the club. And of course, you know, different localities and different countries are dealing with these shutdowns in different ways. In Liverpool, this is a legal matter. It's not only, you know, not only a recommendation, it is a legal matter. The police are encouraging people to, you know, basically turn in people and businesses that are not abiding by the rules. So they
so they were literally the fun police got called.
The fun police got called. Someone turned them in. Someone turned them in because the club was live streaming an act that they had recorded approximately 3 weeks prior. So there's actually CCTV footage of the police storming this club, running in to storm this club because of the hot tip they got, only to find out that the club was actually just streaming. They weren't doing a live performance. They were just streaming old performances that someone had seen online and called the police about. So,
was there Benny Hill music playing as they kicked the door down?
Yes. Correct.
And the cops just like running around, stopping, looking at the camera, scratching their heads.
For some reason, a scantily clad nurse runs by.
I think anything COVID-19 related is better with the. Yakety Sax or some kind of Benny Hill concept going on. So.
COVID-19 is much better with the sexy nurse.
You just do like an overflowing hospital with and a sexy nurse and a guy on his, you know, a weird old guy on her lap. That's.
I mean, don't be picky, but if you can be, if the opportunity arises, yeah, choose the sexy nurse.
Yeah,
and
even I'll choose the sexy nurse. Sure.
Sure. Ross is going to dress up like one.
I will dress up like one.
Yeah, that laugh says, I already am.
the best part of this, so this was a story from the Daily Mail. So they go through the story goes through the whole thing, you know, then talks about the surge of numbers to, you know, people calling in, and then ends with a current death toll. which is less funny.
It sounds like one of your newscasts. Somebody died.
I might try to get a job with the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
I have a question for you since you've been locked up at home with your two dogs and your husband, Mike. Send our regards, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Since you've been locked home, how many costume changes would you say you've done?
I'd love to have a good story with that. It's been pants off, dance off, pretty much. 24/7 here. So
nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
We'll
get bored. So absolutely.
Would you be willing to do a kind of what our buddy Billy, our other member of the podcast, has been doing on his Facebook? because he owns like a million t-shirts every single day. He's wearing like a new t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be willing to do a new costume?
Yeah.
Every day? Absolutely. Just put a costume on and take a picture?
I don't know. Like, so in all sincerity, I don't know that I have enough costumes to do like every single day, but I could, sure. Yeah.
You know, when he gets down, when he just ends up with a paper bag on his head performing as the unknown comic.
Right.
I mean, we'll know he's at the bottom of the barrel, but.
Time to stop.
But I like this idea. So we're going to need to see a new costume every day. And please post it on the Carlson Cast Facebook page.
All right. You got it.
All right. Well, good job. This has been fun. Keep an eye out for later in this week. We're going to have some really cool interviews. Brian will be with me for those. Ross will talk to you a little bit later in the week.
Love it.
And I believe Friday morning, Billy's going to join us. And we're going to be doing This Week in Comedy History. So make sure you're subscribed, people. Make sure you subscribe to the Carlson Cast, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can visit carlsoncast.com for all of those links. And until we talk again, stay safe. Wash your fucking hands, you animals.
Don't touch me. Stay in your goddamn house.
Act right. We'll see you next time. Something. See something, say something. Bye.
Bye.